Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, why is the FA insisting that the Cup semi-final between Liverpool and Manchester City is held at Wembley when lots of their fans can't get there?
Wembley beckons for the Emirates FA Cup semi-finals. One match still to come.
Here we are then. Ready? Number four, Manchester City. Number four, Manchester City against number two, Nottingham Forest or Liverpool. So the winners here will play Manchester City.
When the FA Cup semi-final draw took place before Liverpool's match with Nottingham Forest, ex-Liverpool striker Robbie Fowler exchanged a look with fellow pundit Roy Keane. They knew that if Liverpool got through, it would mean a mouth-watering semi-final between the two best teams in England this season. And that's exactly what we're going to get, because there'd be no repeat of Forest's giant-killing exploits that saw them dispatch Arsenal and Leicester on the way to their tie with Liverpool. Jurgen Klopp's side won 1-0 to set up that meeting with rivals Manchester City. And that would mean a trip to Wembley. Since 2008, the FA Cup semi-finals, as well as the final, have been played at the home of English football. But there's a problem.
Liverpool supporters travelling from the north face a challenge to get to Wembley. There are no trains running between Euston and Milton Keynes, meaning fans can't get a direct train into London from either Liverpool or Manchester. And both sets of supporters have urged for the venue to be changed.
The lack of trains is due to planned engineering works over the Easter weekend, and according to The Independent, the FA have known that these works would coincide with the semi-finals since November 2019. In the past, they've been held at neutral venues like Villa Park. So with 50 to 60,000 fans due to head to a stadium, why not move the fixture? The answer, as you might expect, comes down to money.
We are working with National Highways to ensure that the road networks are running as efficiently as possible for the semi-final weekend, says one FA source. The revenue generated by the semi-finals being at Wembley Stadium is incredibly important for English football, as the FA is a not-for-profit organisation and ensures that it is reinvested back into the game, say the FA.
The FA have also put on 100 free coaches for fans of both clubs, but that'll only solve the problem for up to 5,000 fans. Robbie Fowler, the man who did the semi-final draw, called the handling of the problem a shambles. He wasn't alone.
They must have known that there were no trains available to us in the Northwest, so where was the FA's forward planning? But where's the conversation with fans about this? So what we're asking for really is to open up dialogue with us to see if there are other viable alternatives. Just sums up the level of engagement really at a national level.
That was Joe Blott, chairman of the Spirit of Shankly Liverpool supporters group. Manchester and Liverpool mayors Andy Burnham and Steve Rotherham issued a joint statement urging the FA to reconsider moving the match. They said, "We've heard the slogan, football without fans is nothing, many times over the last year. If this decision is left to stand and people are either priced out of this game or unable to attend for other reasons, those words will be meaningless to many." And the Football Supporters Association also posed a question to the rail companies, asking why the works were scheduled on a semi-final day in the first place, given one team from the Northwest has made the semi-final every year since 2011. The debate even made it to Parliament.
There are no trains running from the Northwest to London. So what influence will the government use to get the FA to sort this problem out, ideally to move the semi-final to another venue? And isn't this just further evidence that we need the voice of fans in football decision-making?
And the fan-led...
The response? That the government is working with the Department for Transport on the issue, but ultimately that it was an FA decision. A lot of people seem to want the game to be moved, but Wembley Stadium hasn't been paid for yet, so the FA needs the ticket sales. It won't finish paying the debt on the cost of building the venue until at least 2024. And in the 12 months ending in July 2020, Wembley had an operating loss of £27.7 million. Maybe that's why the FA has resisted so far. Robbie Fowler says fans are being paid lip service and put last. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's story, why not subscribe to The Playmaker on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes? It was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Hannah Varrell.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.